For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. A new study by the Women's Foundation of Arkansas and the University of Central Arkansas seeks to combine education statistics with the personal stories of women in the state. Christy Carter, the Executive Director of Outreach and Community Engagement at UCA, is part of the team from the university's Leadership PhD program that's conducting the research. Carter says their work seeks to better understand the economic impact of educating Arkansas women.
Research shows us that there is a direct correlation between educational attainment and economics. And what we're trying to do is get a better picture of what's happening in Arkansas. The numbers are clear. Arkansas ranks 47 in the nation on the Human Development Index, and that's really low. And we want to take this opportunity to shine light on the lives of these women in Arkansas and how education can change their outlook and their perspective.
You referred to the Human Development Index.
Well, the Human Development Index is an index that looks at the nation in terms of health, economics, and education. But it actually focuses on what a person can do or be. And it's the process of improving people's well-being and expanding their freedoms and opportunities.
And I'm guessing that index, what breaks things down in terms of the different states?
Absolutely.
Not only is there going to be a survey, and so we'll get some more numbers, but you're going to be painting a picture of some of these individual women.
Absolutely. That's the main and primary focus of what this research will do. We have the numbers. The data is out there. But we don't necessarily have the stories of the women in Arkansas. We hope that this information will somehow let policymakers, legislators, and those big decision makers understand exactly what and how they can impact the lives of women in Arkansas. There's been extensive research done, and we have the literature that shows us that educating a woman actually helps ensure that women are afforded the same opportunities as men, that educated women tend to improve their quality of life, that they tend to control resources better. And if we're doing more educating and we're telling the story of these women and giving examples of exactly who they are, how they live, where they live, and what the obstacles are that they actually face here in the state of Arkansas, maybe we can have a better picture moving forward.
I'm guessing that means not only the obstacles that those women faced, but also the opportunities that they received in the state. What works, what isn't working as much, what can be done better.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We want to hear from all women, women from all walks of life. We want to hear from the woman with a PhD to the woman who has no education beyond a high school diploma, or not even a high school diploma or GED.
And these women, you want to take the survey?
Yes.
And about how long will the survey take, and what kinds of questions will be asked?
The survey is really short. It takes less than 5 minutes to complete. The questions really surround education. What were the barriers, if any, or opportunities, if any, that helped or hindered a woman toward educational attainment? We're looking at their living situations, household income, because we realize that poverty is an issue. And if poverty is still one of those strong barriers to educational attainment in Arkansas, we want to paint that picture. We want those numbers. So the survey itself is not long at all. Again, it takes about 5 minutes to complete, mm-hmm. or less than 5 minutes.
A woman can go online, complete the survey, and what we'll do is we'll make sure to put the link in our story, mm-hmm. so listeners will be able to complete the survey as well. And then from all of those surveys that you get back, you're going to know something in terms of numbers, and then you'll choose specific women to highlight. And I'm guessing when someone takes the survey, they're pretty much anonymous unless they decide that they want to possibly be one of the folks to be considered for telling their story.
Yes, that's correct. a woman completing this survey needs to be the age of 18, at least 18 years of age. She will actually have the option to request that she be videotaped or contacted later. And that's, again, it's totally the choice of the woman taking the survey. One thing that we want to do in our research is actually a series of vignettes that highlight these women, talk about their lives and how did they get to where they are and what could they do differently. What are the opportunities that women have in Arkansas? Do we really know? I think that's what we're trying to find out. Do those opportunities exist? And if they don't exist, why not? And if why not, how can they exist? And this cause with women and women's educational attainment in Arkansas is a cause that the students at the University of Central Arkansas's PhD in Leadership Studies program is committed to, and also the Women's Foundation of Arkansas. We're very fortunate to have this opportunity to partner with them, and we will be advocating as long as we can for women.
A report that not only relies on data, but also has a component of telling women's stories, which, as we see over and over again, sometimes if people aren't moved by the numbers, they can often be moved by a story of a woman's experience. And as you said, whether that woman has a PhD or only an elementary school education or didn't go to school at all, you want those women to fill out this survey and possibly, if they're willing, tell their story as a part of this report. Christy Carter, the Executive Director of Outreach at the University of Central Arkansas. She's also a PhD student in the Interdisciplinary Leadership Program at UCA. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.